This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back! It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads with you. I hope everybody had a happy new year. Hope you all had a fantastic holiday 2-week stretch. Everything gets back to normal for us here on Monday with all the shows, morning, midday, afternoon. So it's the last day together of me and you here on this time slot. 215-592-9494 if you do want to get in and, talk about this quarterback stuff. Because I think it's fascinating. A lot of people in town, and rightfully so, by the way. This isn't one of those games where you're sitting on the edge of your seat ready to, hey, I need 425 in my bloodstream, all right? I totally get that. So we move past it. We get excited for the playoffs. We look at where they could potentially fall with the standings and who they might be able to be matched up against in the first round, who's coming to South Philadelphia. Those are traditional things that we just kind of jump to. But there is an interesting storyline here with McKee. And you all know where I stand. I'm a Jalen guy, through and through. I ride with QB1. That's my guy. I've been crying every night when I was younger, saying I want a franchise QB like Jalen. The second I get it, I'm not throwing it in the trash like half of you morons out there. No, I'm absorbing this and soaking it in, saying this is the gold standard of Eagles football. I'm going to appreciate it. So I love my guy Jalen. And with McKee going out there, there are some anticipating the offense to look smoother than it has throughout the first 16 games of the season. But I have an easy rebuttal to this. If it does look a bit better, and it's franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backups are measured in moments. Backups, very important role, by the way. We've seen how important it is. Tanner McKee could play. There's a difference between Tanner McKee playing nice and having a couple of moments and then over 5 years going to 2 Super Bowls and winning a Super Bowl MVP. It's a big gap between those two things. Winning regular season, even if you're a guy that can win 9 to 10 regular season games a year, that would actually look a certain type of way, and I feel McKee could do that. He could be on a team that wins 9, 10 games in the NFL, and that's nothing to sneeze at. That is something that the Jets would take right now. They'd be running around naked for a guy like Tanner McKee right now. Seriously. But again, there's a difference between that and being able to go to multiple Super Bowls in the first 5 years of your career and have a Super Bowl MVP and ball out, by the way, in both Super Bowl appearances. I was listening to Seth Joyner on with the morning show a few days back, and he was, you get one crack at this. He said, it's not the World Series where you get seven games. You get one game. You have to meet the moment as a franchise QB. This guy's done twice. He didn't have a stinker and then responded. This guy did it twice. Running for 70 yards plus both times. Making history both times with his legs. Difference maker. Difference maker. So, when we roll into Sunday and we watch McKee, if things go well, and I'm rooting for the kid. I'm an Eagles fan. I like McKee. It may look different. It may be smoother. There's less pressure. There's a different game plan. There's not a lot of tape on McKee. Are you going to compare the two quarterbacks? Are you going to compare what the offense looks like to what it's been looking like, which is obviously subpar? That's what I want to know at 215-592-9494. We're going to get back to the phones. I want you to listen to McKee, who met with the media in the locker room yesterday, just talking about the excitement, the preparation, and, you know, ready for this game.
Obviously super excited for the opportunity. But, you know, feel like each week leading up, I've been preparing like I'm going to play in case I do. So I'd feel like the preparation's been pretty similar. It's nice to get more reps in practice, obviously. But just really excited for the opportunity.
At this point in your career, like how much more ready for a game like this are you than you would have been earlier?
Obviously with more reps, you get more confidence. You have that good chemistry with the guys around you. So, you know, obviously feel like I have a good feel, can play fast. I feel like as a quarterback, it's really big to be able to play and just react to the game instead of trying to think of what's my job, what's my footwork, what's everybody else doing. You can just play and react. And so I feel like I've gotten to that point. I feel comfortable doing that.
All right, so that's Tanner McKee. I'm excited to watch him. I am. I could separate the two. I don't know if many can out there, though. I could separate the two. Because I'm intelligent. Let's check the Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. They want to wish the Birds well in the playoffs. Let's bring one more title back home. The Twitter poll, will you be comparing McKee to Hurts on Sunday? Early votes coming in, 75% say no, which means a quarter of Eagles fans are saying you're damn right. They're getting their buffalo chicken dip. And they're ordering their six pepperoni pizzas, and they're ready to cheer on McKee with pom-poms, hoping that he succeeds enough to make Jalen look bad. You got a quarter of people ready to root for Jalen to look bad on Sunday. The hell's the matter with you? Let's go to Dennis in Newtown. What's up, Dennis?
Bro, you've been busy. You've been busy these holiday weeks.
You're damn right. You're damn right.
Good for you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I don't know where the 25% is coming from, but for me, the only thing I want to get out of this game is, God forbid, if we get in the playoffs and Jalen gets hurt, that we got a guy that can come in and run that offense. That's the only thing I want to get out of this game. I'm excited to see him play. I think he's going to look good. To your point, we're playing against a team whose bags are packed, and their tee times are already put together for them. But there's no way you can make a case that if he does really well, he should be starting in the playoffs.
I agree with you. But Dennis, I had last week, I had to do a show to show Jalen Hurts appreciation. This guy,
I heard, you know what I'm saying?
So, of course, we could be sitting here knowing that half these fans are going to be screaming for McKee.
I just want to see the guy go out and play well. I really do. And lead the team and just have that feeling that if something happens in the playoffs with Jalen, we got a guy that can come in off the bench. I'm not even talking Nick Foles-like. I'm just talking come off the bench for this team at this time and play really well to help us if we need to.
And we have the defense. Now, Dennis, before you even see a snap, though, does your gut tell you you have that? And, you know, how much you're going to be swayed by a performance against the Commander? I feel you already think he probably can hold the fort down if need be.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I do. I think we come out with a W. I really do. I think we can beat this team. I mean, and I agree. Every time we score, we go for two. And, geez, I wish a field goal was worth five. We can get 5 points out of a field goal plus two there, too. But I know we can't. I know we can't.
Yeah, just to punch Dan Quinn in the face. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, just to make it hurt. I want to curb stomp him on that football field.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I know that they were talking a big game, the Commanders, about how much they hate us, and hey, in 2 weeks, it's going to be revenge kind of thing. Well, how much air is let out of the balloon, if you will, or air out of the tires, whatever the phrase is? I'm not a big phrase guy. I screw them up every day. But how much is let out of the air if you line up and you don't see Jalen, and you line up and you don't see Mayalata, and you line up and it's not Saquon, it's Will Shipley, you know? It's, Darius Cooper, and it's cats like that running around the field. Do you still have that animosity? Do you still have that hatred? Do you still have that I want to destroy this team mentality? Or does that go away? Because at the end of the day, this wasn't the group that you despise. Maybe they have the same laundry on. Maybe they have the same logo on their chest. But do they really hate Tanner McKee? Does Dan Quinn really despise whoever's going to be running routes at wide receiver? All of us may have to start Googling names. You know, who the hell is that guy? Who the hell is number blah, blah, blah? And you realize, oh, I've been on the practice squad for 3 years. He played at Mount Union with Nick Sirianni.
That's actually a good poll, by
Thank
him.
You. Thank you.
Listen, don't doubt the Tanner McKee, Darius Cooper connection. We saw a little bit of it against the Raiders. They were moving down that field. Don't doubt Darius Cooper. But for the Commanders and how they're going to be mad and whatnot, but they're not mad at Will Shipley. They're not mad at Tank Bigsby. No, they're mad at Saquon when he ran into two-point conversion. They're mad at Tyler Steen. I don't think he's going to play, but maybe that's the only guy they see on the other side that they're, you know, mad about. They want to face Jalen. They see Tanner McKee on the other side. They're like,
Well, to your point, if it is Tyler Steen, that could be enough to ignite some fire because he was the stir, right? He was the guy that was stirring it all last time. Or was it Fred Johnson? Was it Tyler Steen?
Tyler Steen was the one that was getting jumped at one point, but I forget how that whole interaction happened. Because I think it was someone was grabbing the face mask of Dotson or Smitty or someone, and then Steen and Fred Johnson stepped in, but then Steen kind of took it over and was doing like a 1v6 type of thing. So I think in the end, Steen was the main target, but he wasn't the instigator of it.
Okay. Well, his presence alone, if we're talking very hypothetical, is there enough for the Commanders to get all riled up? Maybe that's something. Listen, there's not a lot that you can grab onto if you're the other team. You see Tyler Steen, maybe that's the one name that does kind of get them going to some degree. All right, let's go to Joe in Tampa. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, bros. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm one of those 25% morons.
Oh, okay. Explain yourself.
Well, first off, Jalen Hurts is not the same player that he was 3 years ago. He won't run the ball. He doesn't improvise. He doesn't throw the ball over the middle. He holds the ball too long, especially if you listen to Tom Brady. So now the offense absolutely stinks. You can see it with your own eyes. All right? Now, Tanner McGee, all I want to see is, what's the kid made of? This kid's going to play with a second string lineup against a first-string defense. So,
well, a first-string defense that's on week 18 that doesn't want to be there. And I don't even know if they're going to be out there to play. Well, you're comparing this to a Super Bowl run, though. So you're going to use this sample size to push forward on trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that there's guys out there playing for contracts. There ain't no way.
They're beat up. Week 18, they're beat up.
Yeah, but this is not college football.
But I understand that. You're telling me these professional athletes give it 1,000% every single snap in week 18? That's just not the truth.
Well, then it's going to happen on both sides of the ball. You got to be fair about it. But I just want to see what Tanner McKee.
But we know what he is, though. We know. Don't we know?
What's that?
Don't you know what Tanner McKee is going to do? Like, I feel a lot of us have a consensus on what we expect out of Tanner McKee and what he can do. But knowing that, like, are you implying that if it goes well and it lives up to what you think could be good, that he should start over Jalen?
No, what I'm saying to you is I want to see plays that Jalen won't run to see how this kid runs. That's number one. Number two.
But they're totally different style quarterbacks.
I just want to see how good the kid is, because if Jalen comes out and he can't produce more than 16 points when you get to that playoff level, what do you do? Just throw the towel in?
No, you don't throw the towel in. You ride and die with your franchise quarterback. That's what you do.
No.
Give me an example of a team that's won a Super Bowl, been to two, a guy is a Super Bowl MVP, and the next year they benched that quarterback for a Tanner McKee sixth-round project. When's that ever happened?
Wait a minute, bros. My response is, does that same quarterback then decide that the things that got him to the Super Bowl, he's not going to do anymore?
But that's not a thing.
Say that again?
You're implying that Jalen what?
Jalen, he doesn't improvise. What does that mean?
Dude, the whole offense is improvising because Kevin Petullo sucks. Every snap is an improvision.
Well, let's see. All right, bros, be fair now.
I'm very fair.
Let's see if KP opens it up on Sunday. Now, I don't know if
Going to probably be different. Dude, they have 5 years of studying Jalen Hurts. They have preseason action on Tanner McKee. It's not apples to apples, where Dan Quinn doesn't have 5 years of tape to study the quarterback the same way that people study Jalen Hurts' tendencies. It's not the same thing.
And they study Jalen Hurts. And they know now the things he won't do that he used to do. So how much tape do I need on the guy? He just doesn't do
it. I can't wait for Jalen to continue to win and continue to win and continue to win. I don't think you do.
Hey, Bruce, let me tell you something. If Jalen Hurts would go back to the player he used to be.
What is that? The guy who played 6 months ago in the Super Bowl and won the MVP, that guy who played 6 months ago. The guy who lived 10 months ago, whatever. The guy who played less than a calendar year ago, that guy?
No, the guy we just saw 16 games.
No. You said the guy he used to be. The guy he used to be, as if you're talking 17 years ago. But last year he was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
I got 16 games after that.
Sure. How many teams following a Super Bowl struggle? How many teams the following year go through a difficult season? No, Joe, it's a serious question. How many teams go through a difficult time following a Super Bowl? All of them except for two franchises, the Patriots and the Chiefs. And truth be told, Joe, the Chiefs did go through difficult times. Their defense carried them. Spags carried him. Chris Jones carried him. The defense carried him. So stop with this. He's not the same guy he was. 10 months ago, he was Super Bowl MVP. It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day. I want the quarterback he once was. Yeah, the one he was less than a calendar year ago. Acting like that was 14 decades ago. He can't do this. He can't do that. He holds on to the ball. Yeah, because Kevin Petullo's routes suck. You know what? Let's play this. This is Greg Cassell, who was on with Ross Tucker on the Ross Tucker pod. He studied the tape, very good at his job. This is what he said he saw in the Buffalo game.
Offensively, I don't know what to make of them, Ross. There are times that over the last month I thought they ran some really good concepts in the pass game, and then this week I didn't see it. And, you know, I'm not there. I can't speak to it. I can only speak to the tape. It wasn't Jalen Hurts' fault. You know, I thought the concepts, you know, did not give him a lot of opportunities. I thought he played a really good first half, and then in the second half, it just wasn't there.
Okay. It's a problem. Now, Tanner McKee going out there and having less responsibility and just say, hey, go out there, rip it. Go out there, make a couple of throws, blah, blah, blah. That ain't the same as what Jalen goes through on a day-by-day basis. That's not the same as the pressure that Jalen Hurts goes through. And this was part of my problem of how I know people are going to rise. He said he falls in that 25%. Like, there's going to be comparisons as if this game is more important than what Jalen has accomplished. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. 215-592-9494. I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing these two quarterbacks based off of what transpires against the Commanders. Are you? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Coach Dick Vermeil will join the morning show today with Tom Kelly and Devin Caney, and he spoke about McKee and what he's expecting. You'll hear from Coach Dick Vermeil. It's Broats in for the afternoon show, a fiery Broats, starting off the new year hot. It's 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.